friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. I hope you're doing amazing. Hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving, that you're able to spend some time with family and friends, and that you're able to feel loved and to just be grateful. You know, I think that it's easy sometimes to forget about what blessings we do have and the things that are going well in our lives. And sometimes it's easy to just focus on the things that aren't going well and all the problems that we have and things like that. So Thanksgiving is always a great time to remember that. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before too, but with my kids and then personally myself, we typically, for the most part, as long as we're not like rushing super late at night, that we always go through, you know, what are three things we're grateful for, or something we're excited for tomorrow. So definitely something I encourage you to do, because it's such a crazy thing how much it can change your life as far as just being happy. And so, you know, before I get into today's episode, as far as, you know, diving into something that I actually think is going to really shape the future of the podcast, which I'm super excited about, I do just have to tell you that, so I'm obviously, you can probably hear a little bit, I'm driving today, so got to run to the store a little bit late at night. But it's so funny because we live in St. George, Utah, which is down almost in Arizona, just a few exits away. And so it's nice and hot down here, and especially right now, time of year is like beautiful. It's amazing. But it was so funny because I turned and we're at a new house. And so I'm not as driving on autopilot right now. And so I made a wrong turn. And so I was almost in Arizona, and like, I kept driving and being like, there's not a lot of lights around here. And I don't know exactly, like, this doesn't look familiar. Like, I thought I was supposed to get to like Target, like soon enough, you know? And so then I realized, I was like, oh, I totally went the wrong way. But I got lost in like a podcast episode that I was like talking through and thinking through and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know what? I just need to record this. Because it's, again, I think it's something that's really going to shape on the podcast, and I might even rebrand this again. We'll see exactly where this goes. But I just, what I wanted to share with you today, I've shared it with a few people personally, with my family and, you know, an extended family and things like that. But it's just something that I really feel like is just the one thing that you can focus on. Like, what is the one thing that we can focus on to make sure that we're happy, to make sure that we're successful, to make sure that we're going where we want to go in our lives, right? Wouldn't it be nice if there was just one thing? You know, I think that's what I've thought about throughout my life. Sometimes I'm like, oh man, wouldn't it just be amazing if like there's just one magic bullet, you know, and that type of thing. And usually there's not a magic bullet. But what I'm going to share with you today really is a magic bullet. Like, it is the thing that if you just focus on this, that everything else will work out. That I really believe that you'll find true happiness and success if you just focus on this one thing. And so now I'm sure you're dying to know, what is the one thing? Well, that one thing is called love. And so to me, like, it really fits in with this show and if what we're trying to do with Faith to Impact, because, you know, we talk about faith, family, and impact, right? But like, I really feel like in the Bible, Jesus talks about the two great commandments, right? Love God and love your neighbor as yourself, right? And so to me, I really feel like there's three things that we need to focus on in regards to love. So there's just one thing, which is love. But then who do we need to love? We need to love God, we need to love ourselves, and we need to love others. Because if you notice in that second commandment is love others as thyself. So that assumes that we also love ourselves. And today, especially, that is so important. It's so important for us to love ourselves. I just see this so much where I see people struggling, and myself too, where I love God and I love others and I really just care about others and I want to, but then I don't love myself as much, you know? And so I've definitely gotten way better at that. But that's just something that I think is really, really important for us to be able to do, to be able to truly love others. And that's something that, or sorry, to love ourselves, because I truly believe that if we do love ourselves, it allows us to love others more. You know, I mean, just think about it for yourself, right? Think of a day where you were just really tired. You didn't feel like you had energy, any energy, that there was just so much going on in your life and you didn't really know what to do. And you just wanted to go to bed at night, right? You didn't want to do anything. And you just were hoping that kids would just like magically go to bed and like all these different things. like, and this because you weren't, you know, taking care of yourself, right? You just knew that you just had to serve other people, so you just did that, but you didn't really think about yourself. Well, did you show up very well for your kids or for your friends or for those, you know, those around you? Well, you didn't, right? Because you didn't truly love yourself. And so that's just, it's just one of those things that I really feel like, especially today, that there's a lot of times where it's easy to forget about yourself too. And so, you know, when we truly love God, love others, and love ourselves, that's where I really feel like that we can truly be happy and everything really works out. You know, like that's where you can truly find happiness and success when you focus on those three things. And so I'm excited to be able to dive into this more and really talk through examples of how we can do that. And, you know, I've really, in the past week, I've really just tried to study more in the scriptures about love, because I just feel like that's really the ultimate thing. Like that is the thing that if you just master that, if you just could focus on one thing in your life, then that's it. You know, and I feel like if you know, loving God helps you to focus on the right things, right? It helps you to define success and happiness in your life based on what's correct. Loving yourself allows you to show up more for others and allows you to feel energized and to be able to have, you know, power to bless the lives of others. And then loving others, obviously we, you know, have friends, we have families, we have coworkers that we work with that we, you know, if we just focus on love, then everything works out. Then we treat people better. They treat us better. Not always, you know, they don't always have to, you know, treat us, you know, the way that we treat them. But ideally we start to, you know, get ourselves around other people that truly, you know, will reciprocate that love as well. And so to me, that's like the one thing that we can all just focus on. And so that's where, to me, I don't know exactly where this is going to go. If this is going to be like the one thing that I just focus on in this show, because it's so important, but at least for the foreseeable future, I really want to talk more about it because I think that it's a really important thing to do. And I just, again, I think it's one of those things that if we just focus on love, then everything works out, right? Everything totally just works out. And it's just fun. It'll be fun to talk more about this too, because I know there's people thinking like, oh, but like Dustin, but if you just like love others, then that means you're not correcting them and you're not helping them, right? But actually you are. Like you have to show forth. That's even, I feel like you need even more love to actually show forth the courage and the power to be able to say, hey, you know, this is not correct and I need to help you with this thing. And you do it in love and you do it because you know that it's the right thing to do. And I'm not saying that you always just correct everyone for what they do, because that's not the right thing either. But all I'm trying to say is that, you know, when Christ was on the earth, he was actually helping people in, and he didn't just let them go and just do whatever they want, right? He told them when things were wrong and he helped them see what things that they needed to do as well. And so anyways, there's just so much here. I feel like we could just go on for days and for years probably, right? So that's again where I think we'll kind of start going. So I'm just going to, you know, I don't want to promise anything yet, but I do just want to say that I think and I know that love is super, super important. And then that's the thing, like if we really just focus on that, we will find true happiness and success in everything that we do. So thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. I hope you are doing amazing. You're ready for the most wonderful time of all of the year, which is Christmas time, which I love. Super excited for that. So anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time.